About 15 years ago, a movie came out about the life of Martin Luther. The name of the movie is simply Luther. It is supposed to be, according to what I've read, it's supposed to be historically very accurate in most of its of the things that happen in it. The one inaccuracy that has been pointed out frequently is that Martin Luther, did not look at all like Ralph Fiennes, which is a shame. But other than that, it's a good movie about the impact that Martin Luther had on church history. In that movie, Luther's spiritual director, his advisor, tells Luther, "We hate the evil more than we love the good." The gospel today highlights the battle between good and evil in human consciousness. We read this story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, and we focus on the evil. We focus on the temptations, the thing that the devil offers him. But the power of the story comes in the good. We focus, as often we do, on hating the evil more than on loving the good. Each one of these temptations put before Jesus, he answered with the good, not by speaking of the evil things that the devil had offered him. He didn't respond by saying, "I can't do that. I have to resist those things you are telling me to do." He answered with the word of God. He answered with trust in God. He answered by acknowledging the sovereignty of God. The word of God, we consider Jesus to be the word incarnate. That word comes to life in Jesus and in us, not by acknowledging all the evil that's out there, because that gives it influence on us. A former spiritual advisor of mine once told me, I've just mentioned offhand that I had read my horoscope because I thought it was funny, and she just kind of freaked out and said, "Don't read those things. They are evil." And I thought, well, they're terrible, but not evil. But I wondered, because it seemed that saying I could never read them gives them power. It gives them power over me, over what I read, and it assumes that God cannot guide me when I read those goofy little things. We focus too much on the evil. Instead, I think we should spend this Lenten season building up the good. We have the power within us to do that. 1 Corinthians says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." We have that within us. Why don't we look at that and build that up so that it builds up our good actions? If you were here on Ash Wednesday, or if you remember the liturgy, there is a place very early in the service where the celebrant says this. Excuse me. "I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent. By self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word." The first thing there is self-examination. Now, that may bring up some of the negative, and one of my favorite poets, T.S. Eliot, has said, "Humankind cannot bear very much reality." When we look inside, we may have that tendency, that instinct to focus on what is so wrong inside of us. But why shouldn't we focus on the gift of having the mind of Christ and on building that up instead of on trying to give something up? I think we should take on a discipline which helps to develop the image of Christ in us, again, so that we, our actions, become actions that are guided by Jesus. The whole idea of self-examination and of change and formation during Lent is not about going out there and trying to fix the systems of the world, which seem beyond us and probably are. Instead, I think we are to go inward, self-examination, to strengthen ourselves by building up the good. We do that by living in community, by supporting one another and loving one another. And when we do that, we begin to teach one another and the rest of the world to love the good more than we hate the evil. If we begin to do that inside and then inside our community, we begin to rebuild the kingdom of God. Lent is a time for self-examination. We look inside ourselves. What do we see there? Are we so intrigued by the evil that we cannot see the good? We see nothing but temptation, it seems, during Lent. But to grow spiritually, I think we have to focus on the good instead of giving so much power to the irresistibility of the evil. We must love the good more than we hate the evil. I have a wonderful book that I use. It's called Disciplines for the Inner Life. And it has different sections on dimensions of your spiritual life. And each section has a few prayers, some scripture suggestions, and then some passages from other writers that are wonderful in helping to develop your spiritual life. One of the sections is on going inward. And one of the writers that contributes says this: your prayers this week should be to recognize the reality and depth of your inner being and ask God to meet you there. That is loving the good more than hating the evil. I firmly believe that we can use spiritual practices to squeeze out, to crowd out the unwanted, the weakness, instead of addressing those weakness directly and giving them more power. In the Ash Wednesday gospel also, there's a mention of when in your room, and some translations will say when in your prayer closet, you pray to God in secret. One of the writers in this book I mentioned says that that closet, that spiritual closet, not the material one, but the spiritual closet, goes with us everywhere. And he says, all that is necessary is to raise your mind to God and descend deep within yourself, and this can be done everywhere. Our culture has become crazy in focusing on the bad. We see somebody and we think, oh, I can't believe they voted for fill in the blank. Or I can't believe they think that way. Instead of seeing that person as made in the image of Christ, as someone we're called to be with and support. Everything around us tells us to focus on the negative, on the evil, on the bad. Now we do, looking inside, we do have to be honest about our frailties and our failures, but we don't need to focus all of our energy on them. We simply have to have sincerity in seeking to imitate God. How do we do that? Romans says, do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We can use spiritual practices, including community, to push out the unwanted, the failures, the weaknesses. The good overcomes the evil. Said another way, Matthew's gospel says, but if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. So if the kingdom becomes more alive within you, you push out the demons, whatever they may be, including your horoscope. There is a move in spirituality now toward inwardness, towards closing out some of the noise that is around us and reflecting on ourselves and on our God. One article about it says, we must first rediscover the importance of deepening our inner life in stillness. Otherwise, our work will become empty and mechanical, leaving our strength for action sapped at the core. We go inward to meet God there, to pray, to strengthen ourselves, so that what we give the world is not empty and mechanical. We do that strengthening through prayer and worship and community and outreach. We have to learn to love and to nurture the good that is within us. If we do that, the evil, which once fascinated us so much, will have nowhere left to go. We have to change our thinking. And we do it by going inward through self-examination. And there, if we practice, we will learn to love the good more than we hate the evil. Amen.